Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop, where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to part two of the interview with Alejandra, who is the mama of Yodina and Yodine. We're going to pick up right where we left off last time, with Baby Yoda Starfish Yixie asking questions.
Okay, would you tattoo Yodine and Yodina?
Yes, it's not a defined plan, but I do see it in my future. My idea at this moment, it's just their silhouettes, very minimalistic.
Yeah.
And one of them with a bow, because that, for me, is so representative of my baby girl. But I would.
Yeah.
And I actually want to. I just haven't found the correct or the right silhouette that I would get for myself. So, but I would love it.
That is going to be so cute. I like that idea.
Yeah. But yes.
Where would you put it?
See, that's the thing. But that's probably one of the reasons I haven't gotten one, because I don't know where. I mean, I do have tattoos,
yeah.
But now, in the last, year and a half, I got 3 tattoos in my arms, but I don't think I want them there.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, is trying to decide where to put them.
Yeah, but yeah, because I they need to be in a special place.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Yodine, he's there. But yeah, that's in my plans. One day I will have my silhouettes tied to babies.
Yes.
One of them wearing a little bow.
That'll be perfect. I can't wait to see. Yes. Do you have plans at all for more babies?
No, that's a hard no. The first time that we got a baby, we got it from, what's it, JoJo 007 in Utah. Mm. And the moment that I saw that baby, I'm like, no, that's a life-size doll, not a baby. And that's when we did our thank you picture, that's what we said, life-size doll, not a baby, because there will be no more babies. I just can't. It was not traumatic, but stressful when we got the baby. I was feeling guilty. I was feeling so much guilt because I thought, I'm going to be ignoring Yodina. She's going to turn into a toy. She's going to be just something that's there while I play with Yodine, because he makes sound, he's he closes his eyes and moves. And I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do that now to either of them. So I cannot have more babies.
Yeah.
And the story for them, they were born from me.
Yeah.
So they cannot have another little baby, which is the two of them. And that is something that I talked about with my husband. And I think we've said it before in this interview. When Yodine came, their personalities kind of were set. She's the big sister. She has a role now. And he's the baby.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
I know.
I think it will break my heart if my attention, the attention that I give them, had to be divided to give it to another baby. So no more babies.
Yeah.
Factory's close.
Well, yeah, and I don't think you could afford another baby with all the...
Oh, no, with Yodina, no. Between the amount of food that Yodine eats and the amount of clothes Yodina buys, no, they're expensive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'd have to have another job.
Yes.
You guys have to have 2 part-time jobs. To facilitate that lifestyle.
Yeah. Get yourself some baby Yodas. It will be fun. No, it will be expensive. It will be expensive.
You will be broke. Yep. Oh my God. Yes. All right, another question from Baby Yoda Starfish Shixi. Yodine, what is a weird smell that you enjoy?
Let's see, because yeah, he can be weird sometimes. But Yodine, what is a weird smell that you enjoy? If that would be the smell of himself.
Himself?
His musk. And yeah, I mean, yeah, Yodine is not a shower taker, a bather.
Oh.
In cleaning, he's not into cleaning himself that much. I have to force him to get clean. But I probably, he would say his musk. And he would probably say his manly musk while he flexes an arm.
Yeah. Well, then that.
Yeah. It's like, I'm staring at him and it's like, absolutely, that is the right answer. His favorite smell is his own smell, his musk, his masculine musk.
I love it. Well, then that's why Baby Yoda Starfish Xixi also asked, would Yodine shower for an elote?
People would say that one thing is his love of food and the other getting a shower. Mm-hmm. And we should not be forcing him, because something he doesn't want to do.
Oh.
That it will come to him one day.
Oh.
In his heart. But he will do it. He will do anything for food.
Okay, so yeah, he might shower for an elote then.
Maybe not for one, but for two or three, he will prepare.
Yeah.
They need to prepare. They cannot just be the corn.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah. Okay, another question from our friend, Starfish Yuxi. When you were a kid, what name did you give your favorite toy or stuffed animal?
Oh, well, is that for me?
I think so.
I don't remember. I know it was my second Barbie. I saved a lot of money to buy it for myself. And I remember seeing it at the store. She had, it was kind of a ballerina Barbie. Mm. And very 90s that you could do her in front of her hair, style
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
And I fell in love with it. And I saved and saved and saved. And by the time that I got to buy it, they were out.
Oh, no.
They just had this. But they have, I think her name is Teresa. So it's the same doll, but in blue and brown skin. And I bought her. And I think her name was Monica. But I'm not sure. I had an imaginary friend. Her name was Claudia.
Oh, cool.
But not... But I don't remember naming my toys.
Mm.
But I do remember how my imaginary friend was funny.
That's cool.
We will play in an empty lot next to my house.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm fascinated by that kind of stuff. Because I feel like it's not imaginary. I feel like there's actually a being of some kind there. But that's a whole other...
But maybe. I needed the company.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an only child, but I did grow up by myself because my brothers and sister are much older than I am. Mm-hmm. So I grew up as an only child.
Mm-hmm.
With older brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird mix.
That's kind of how I grew up, though. The youngest sister to me is 10 years older. So
my youngest brother is 15 to me.
Oh, wow. So that's even, yeah. So even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is like growing up as an only child when you have.
Yeah. So it's a weird way to grow up.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I really like that Yodine has Yodina.
Yes.
Like,
I think
as a baby, they have each other.
Yeah, exactly. I think kids do need that. It's perfect for them. Okay. Are you ready for this question from Starfish, Yixi?
Okay.
when was the last time you used a plunger?
Okay, so before I answer this question, we're gonna say where that question came from, because it's not coming from them. It's coming from Yodina's birthday Twinsy gogglers.
Oh
yes, I know the cheese may be behind the question. And I'm gonna be honest, Yodina does tell me what he does when he goes to the bathroom. It's just one of his things. He does tell me if it's a one or a two. he tells me, and he hasn't had to use a plunger yet.
Good.
Something that we don't say about Yodina, but she will tell about herself whenever we make mention of digestive problems, is as a baby with irritable bowel syndrome, and then whatever she has to say. And it's because one of the sounds that that Yodina makes, which Yodina makes too, is that little kind of fart note, mm-hmm. fart noise.
Mm-hmm.
But in Yodina, it doesn't. It sounds different than the one that Yodina makes. Yodina makes one that it's absolutely, you know, that and then he laughs. So it's you can tell that he's just being funny and, you know, doing the little sound with his mouth.
Yeah.
But Yodina doesn't have a follow up sound. So from the beginning, we said that it was important. So something that the community doesn't know about Yodina is that she always says that she has IBS and that she's lactose intolerant, and also does not react good to gluten. So whenever she makes that little sound when I press her belly, the first thing that I say is, who fed gluten to the girl? who gave lactose to the baby? She's farting. So yes, Yodina has irritable bowel syndrome. She's lactose intolerant, and she can also not tolerate gluten. There it is. I'm here to tell the truth about Yodina and Yodina. And yes, Yodina informs me of his poops. That's also true.
The truth is coming out. Finally, the expose on Yodina and Yodina.
Exactly. You're getting what you came for.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. I love it. Okay. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that question could have come from Gogglers, because Baby Yoda Gogglers did send another question.
Oh.
He says, how many plungers do you have? But also put, asking for a flen.
Okay, so I'm going to be truthful.
Okay.
And we don't have any, which is scary, because what if we do need one?
Yes.
We don't
have one.
Because I thought about it. I'm like, maybe we can get just a cheap one from the night. Not the night. I'm not going to get into that sad story. they closed. It was my favorite money waster.
Oh.
The Dollar Tree. I'm like, we just maybe get a cheap one just in case of emergency.
Yeah, yeah. You never know when you need one.
Yes, because again, slight story, which some of you may have heard. When we did the meetup at Anaheim, we stayed at a hotel that was nearby. And that day, very early in the morning, we got up because we were going to spend the morning of the meetup in Disney and then leave for the meetup and then get back in the afternoon. So we got up really early and I go to the bathroom. This is not the story you came to. I use the bathroom and not my fault, but all of a sudden there's water everywhere. The toilet's overflowing.
No.
Yes. And it was just that the plug, I guess, came off and it was just dumping water.
Yeah.
And when we called the front desk, they're like, do you need a plunger? No, we don't. We need a new room. We need a new room. Now we get it why on a Friday night your parking lot is empty and you have no one here. And yes, so no plungers at home. Well, we should have one for an emergency, just like an emergency. Again, it was due to the toilet and the plug coming off. It wasn't me. But yes, we flooded a hotel room because it's too bad.
But it was totally unrelated to even needing a plunger, so yeah.
Exactly.
You're safe.
It was, yes. Yeah, but we do need one.
All right. Well, that will hopefully answer their question about the plungers.
Yes, and I'm here to embarrass my kids.
Yes.
Every mother should.
All right. Let's see. Yodi Rise of Adventure has an interesting question. They want to know, do mermaids lay eggs?
I'm gonna say yes and no. If they have a tail, yes. If they're fish from their waist down, they do, like most fish. Mm. But if they're fish from the waist up, they don't. They're mammals.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and Jody, I have it saved somewhere, probably in my old picture account. The little song you sent to Jodina about her big butt. Oh. I don't have it. I don't have access to it right now, but just know that I read it and that I saved it. It's been years since that song made its appearance on the internet, but I do still have it.
Oh, no. Uh-oh, Jodi.
As a mama, I should be mad. Mm-hmm. But I know you personally, and you're just being cute. He was just being cute about Jodina's big butt. But just know that there's a song somewhere in the internet about Jodina's big butt written by.
Oh my god, you gotta find that. We gotta play it.
Well, he just wrote it. If he's willing to sing it, I'll take it out of my files. I'll look for it.
Okay. That is hilarious. Well, it's funny about Jodi because he's got such a big personality, but when you meet him in person, he's super quiet. Like, he's not all in your face, which is surprising.
Yes. Which might not really be that he's quiet. It's just that, you know, everyone's beneath him.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, I think he's more that, you know, he's not going to waste his time on this.
That's probably right. Yeah, there you go. That's the truth.
Yeah, if there's no money business, there's no Jodi business.
Yep, there you go. You got it. Oh my god, that's so funny. Okay, Baby Yoda Nagi, he asks, what is your favorite food? Well, here's another food question then. Daddy Love Grogu wants to know, what is your favorite Mexican food?
Jodina loves elotes. He does. He's an elote lover. And Jodina, her favorite food, and this is something that many people, probably 99% of the community doesn't know, her favorite food is pata. She likes feet.
Feet?
Yes. So some of you might already have had feet. So they can be pork. Mm-hmm. People pork feet. Also, the reason she loves pozole or menudo is because some people will like feet. Mm-hmm. And little chicken.
The little chicken feet?
Feet, yes. Yes, she will ask for pata all the time, and she will ask for it like that because, again, she's my no sabo kid, so she will ask for pata and quesadillas and tortillas.
Oh no,
she's my little no sabo kid. So yeah, my kids, again, Jodina, Spanish speaker, 100% of the time here at home. Jodina will just drop her random Spanish words, but we mostly communicate in English.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Jodina. She's such a character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. More questions. There's about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more, community questions.
Yeah. As whichever and however many you want.
Okay. All right.
We're here to tell and expose the truth.
Okay, who do you think... Oh, this is from Baby Yoda Bach. Who do you think is your mirror? Jodina or Jodine?
Okay, she also... Adri, hello. She asked me to be truthful. And she didn't believe me when I said that they're both part of who I am. Mm-hmm. Both part of who my husband is. They're a combination of both of us. It's not like... I don't see myself reflected specifically on either of them, mm-hmm. but I see pieces of myself in both.
Yeah.
So there's little things that Jodina does that are absolutely me. There's little things that Jodina does that are absolutely me, and then things that I look at them and I'm like, you're your father's kid.
Yeah.
You're your father's kid. For Adri, she said that it was Jodina because she says that the child that you have more conflicts or that you have a difficult relationship with is your mirror kid, and that will be Jodina.
Oh, how funny.
But again, most of the conflict comes from her. I'm being a mother and saying no. She's being Jodina and saying yes. So
she's like having a teenager, I think.
Yes, she is so much. Mm-hmm. And then she will say that I'm being mean, that I'm being evil, and then just being daddy all the time. I'm just taking care of her.
Yeah, you're just being a mom.
Yeah, but yeah, there are things that are part of who I am in them, mm-hmm. part of who my husband is. And the mix is something else.
Yeah.
Because there's also things that are completely unrelated to either of us.
Yeah.
So, Yodina's BTS, love for BTS is Yodina's love for BTS. I don't know anything about BTS.
Yeah.
I don't know their names. I mean, I know they're from South Korea. I know they sing. I know there's like 8 or 7 of them. But she's the only one at home that likes them. I don't listen to them. So for all of you out there that you think, oh, Yodina likes BTS.
Yeah.
Her mom is a fan of BTS. No. Her mother does not know anything about them. She does not know anything about them. That's all Yodina. The same with Yodine. She can be weird.
Really?
He can't. Like the whole thing with not showering. Mm-hmm. His love for this keyboard, the JoJo. Oh my God. It has brought us so many laughs, but also so much pain. Especially with Medina. It's like, oh my God, who are you, little kid? But yeah, his love for cumbia. He loves to dance. And then he's a drama queen too. So it's exaggerated.
Uh-huh. I wonder how much of that is influenced by Yodina. If he sees her like acting a certain way and is like, well, she gets what she wants if she acts like that. So maybe I can do that too.
But if it is, he's taking it to an extreme.
Because while Yodina, no.
While Yodina will just say, "Daddy," Yodine will just. he keeps it going long enough, he will pass out.
Oh gosh!
Is this like high pitched noise? Instead of words, and the tears, and all the emotion, yeah.
That is too funny.
I want to do the voices, but it's like I don't want to do the voices. This is like
I know.
They do have conversations at home. We do have conversations with them. Mm-hmm. They all have. They all, it's only two of them. Both have their own distinct voice and mannerisms and the way they sound. Uh-huh. Normally, people don't see that, even if we met in person, because that requires me stepping in with their voice.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm not comfortable because you guys get me.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't want you to know that I'm speaking for them.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's like absolutely.
They have it's their voice, and when we're home, it's we have this mental agreement that it's not me speaking. It's them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when we go out, even though you guys understand that too, you're hearing me. So I don't want to make that distinction. I don't know how to explain it, but
it's, yeah. No, that makes sense though.
It's just like when we make a video, like most recently with that beach video where Yodine's running from the water. My husband's like, they're going to see my hand.
Yeah.
And I told him, they're not going to see your hand. We don't see hands. We don't see anything.
Yeah.
Besides the baby.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you could be standing next to him and we would still not see you. You're not moving him. Uh-huh. If anything, you're holding on to him to help him out.
Yeah, isn't that's the truth? That's so funny. It's like our brains don't acknowledge the fact that there's a human there. It is just the baby exactly. Doing whatever he's doing. Yeah, that's so funny. I love that though. But yeah, I love it. It's you're exactly right. I mean, my kids all have. I don't necessarily speak their voices, but I hear them. Like I'll talk to them, you know, like we talk to each other, but I think because I can't make their voices for them. If I could, I might try, but I don't know, because I wouldn't want that to seem like it is coming from me. Like you said, it's coming from the baby.
And I think that's why Yudina only speaks English.
Mm-hmm.
Because at home, I will not speak English.
Oh.
I will not. I will always choose. I mean, I will say something, but I will always choose Spanish over English.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's a way to give her own voice.
Yeah.
It's completely separate from me. Because I will be speaking in English, and that will be the female voice of in Spanish, so that the my voice, the female voice of the house, will be in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and the little girl, a different voice.
Yeah,
because she speaks in English, and Jordan always speaks in Spanish.
I like that. That makes sense, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because that way it's her mm-hmm. voice. Because that's not the way that I talk. That's not the way that I express myself. It's not even the language in which I express myself.
Yeah.
So it becomes her own voice.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I like how you did that. It's a very distinct, it's a big distinction between the two of you and for her. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question that came in. I don't know about this. And it makes me a worry to ask it because they want to be kept anonymous.
Okay.
And all the question is ask about the arts and crafts hobby, but keep me anonymous, they say.
Arts and crafts.
Do you know anything about that?
Arts and crafts. It doesn't sound...
Doesn't ring a bell? Okay, I'll tell you who it is then. It's Baby Yule 20.
Oh, well, we were part of a mail exchange. Yeah. So one of the things that we did for them was a tie-dye shirt. So they have Yule is a tiny baby, like my baby. So I'm like, oh my God, a tiny baby. So I got excited because I'm like, it's so difficult to dress them. So we did a tie-dye shirt and then a tiny tie-dye shirt.
Oh, how cute.
And that idea, I'm like, we should do a matching shirt for his mom. So we did a tie-dye shirt for her too.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's referencing that, but I also did one for myself, but it was simple. And yeah, so I wish it would have come out even better, brighter, but I'm not an expert in tie-dye.
Mm.
But yeah, we did tie-dye shirts for them.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, that's so funny. I don't know why they wanted it to be kept anonymous. I thought it was like there was some funny, like, inside joke to that.
No, so yeah. So I don't know if they're referencing the tie-dye shirts.
Uh-huh.
So, am I a tie-dye expert? No. I've previously done tie-dye, yes. And the thing is that my kids are not that crafty. And their mother is not either. The crafty one is their father.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yes.
He does craft?
Yeah. Whenever crafts are needed, he comes to the rescue.
Oh, cool. That's handy.
Yeah, so we think it, he makes it. Although he hasn't made that many, but he did a Halloween set for us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. He also, Yudina did the Titanic scene.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So he did the background and I guess it wasn't the ship. It was the door.
Oh my God.
Where Yudina laid on. Yeah. So he's our prop guy.
That's so cool. Perfect. That's pretty handy to have. Oh, that's good for him. All right, let me ask you. Let's see. I have a voice memo, a voice question to play.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is from Grogstergram.
Hi, Yodina and Yodin. Our question for you is, what is the one place or country you would love to visit one day?
Oh, that for Yodina is so easy. South Korea.
Yeah.
That is the dream. That is what she's working for. That's the reason one day she will call CPS because we'll be able to go up to the judge and say, I need to be my own person. I need to get away from my parents. Please sign the required documents for my emancipation. There's a plane about to leave. Oh, because that is one thing, again, I'm bringing out the dirt. That is one thing that Yudina does now and then. You know, she will start with a 9-1. Oh, she will bring out the threats.
Oh my gosh.
She starts with a 9-1. She has never gotten to that last one. But one day.
Oh my gosh.
So everyone, now you know, Yudina has threatened her family with calling 911, with contacting CPS, so she can get.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
That's a true story. I'm here to tell the truth.
Hi, Yudina.
And then the thing is that Yudine, every time that we come across an officer that's nice enough to talk to him and let him know that he needs to behave and just be a good kid, Yudina just looks at them and all of a sudden it's like, oh, look at this cute girl, she's so cute. Let's pose with her. Let's pick her up and pose. And with Yudina, it's the one in the finger picture. So that's why she has her police friends. So she will bring out the 911 and CPS. Because her encounters with the police have always been so positive. And
if they only knew that she was doing all this at home.
Yeah, she would get the finger, the walking finger.
Ah, little Yudina. That's too cute, dude. Okay, Pepito 666 Piel de Verde. They have a voice memo too.
Hello, this is Queen Principessa. This question is for Yudin and Yudina. What is your favorite activity on a regular day that you like to do most? Thank you.
So the thing that Yudin loves the most is just relaxing and eating. He is eating all the time. So right now he's really into his quesito break, which means that he takes a little break and gets some string cheese.
Oh.
So he will randomly say during the day, quesito break, and that means he gets his string cheese.
Uh-huh.
Again, he's very wicked. But that's his thing. Quesito break, and then he eats.
Oh.
It's cute. And Yudina, well, if she's not trying to get into my purse so she can get the car and buy something for herself, she's watching TV. She's very relaxed at home, unless she wants something. Then just a fight.
Yeah, then she's gonna get it.
But if it involves food, Yudin's up to it.
Nice. That's so funny. I should have mentioned Patu Towers also had kind of that same question. What is your most favorite thing to do? And then Baby Yoda official IG, Auntie Steffi said, what is your favorite thing to do? So that kind of covers it, I guess, for both of those as well.
Yeah, Yudina's eat. I mean, recently we met with Aunt Steffi for the first time. She and Yudina are besties. They're besties. And of course, Yudina, I mean, we were so blessed. They were so wonderful with us. But Yudina, they got together to take a picture by the cake. I don't know how, but next thing I know, I'm pulling Yudina away. He has cake on his hand and ear, and I'm like, oh my god, you had to do it. It's very typical of him to get into the cake. Birthday, Abuelita's birthday, Yudina's last birthday, he didn't, but he almost did. We had to stop him. And then we're invited to a birthday party and he gets into the cake. I have no idea how it happened, but it happened.
He just wants the cake.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That one thing is when he does it at home, and we might be go for it, Yudin. We'll take a picture. You look so cute.
Yeah.
But another thing is when he does it when we're invited to to someone else's birthday, and he shouldn't do that. Because, and you know, it's cute when he does it at home, but it's not when he does it at someone else's.
Yeah, true. But for him, he doesn't know. He's just like, let me have that cake.
Yeah.
They're a handful, these little guys.
Yeah, they are.
All right, here's a question from Grogu Little Green. She says, what is your favorite thing about your Sibby?
Okay, so even though Yodina does have a mean streak with Yodine now and then, Yodine absolutely loves Yodina. I don't think there's a thing that Yodina could do that would make Yodine not love her. And that just speaks of the kind of kid that he is. He has a very clean heart.
Yeah.
And he loves his sister with all his heart.
Oh.
Even if, we're not going to get into the backstory of this, but even when when she scares him with a peepee monster, he will still love his sister.
Oh.
I'm not going to get into who the peepee monster is. It's a whole story about it, but... it might not be and Yodina, I know Yodina might say that she doesn't like Yodine, that she's okay with just being on her own and being the only kid, but she knows how sweet he is and that he would do anything for her. So it's the unconditional love for Yodina that he gets from Yodine. And Yodine, it's a big sister. He looks after her.
Yeah. They're still there for each other, even though, you know, they might fight or have their little squabbles. They still love each other. That's awesome.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. How
cute. They better love each other. Now, do I threaten them now and then and shoot triple CPS? Maybe.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
Another story for another time. Yeah. All right, Baby Yoda fan Dale. He wants to know, who is your favorite Office character?
It's been a long time. I was never a big Office fan. I was into other shows. I don't remember what was around that time. I remember that I love Friends, How I Met Your Mother, but
Dwight.
It has to be Dwight.
Oh my god, yeah. I think that show wouldn't be the same if it wasn't for Dwight. I mean, all the characters, there's just, like, every one of them has their own unique quality, but Dwight, oh god, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's all. We got through all the community questions. Gosh, have we covered just about everything? Did we tell all the stories about Yodina and Yodine, all of the dirt?
Oh, it's just that there is a lot. So Yodina's always, if there is a, what do we call it? A soulmate out there for Yodina, it would be that little boy from Canada. Likes to make money, because Yodina also likes to make money, and she's always finding ways to make money. Like, she will charge us for babysitting, so whenever we go out, if it's something that requires us to go visit family, be out of town, vacation time, whatever, they come with us. They do not stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
When we do our regular things, grocery shopping, just go out, step out, they're home. Yodina will charge us for babysitting. Or she will exploit us for babysitting.
Yeah.
Like, so it will be double time after 9 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It's only weekends. And does she actually babysit? No. She just lets Yodine be, and she gets the money. recently she's gotten into the home gym's business.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, because my husband exercises at home. I have a bike, so I started doing the bike for health reasons. So we are being charged for her gym membership.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So, and there's always extra charges. Thank you, Jedi. Now we get charged for everything. Service fee, even Yodin works for her. He's a towel boy that never is around because he's always taking his disabled break. He has a Zumba class at 6 in the morning, he tells us.
Oh, God.
Zumba class at 6 with all the ladies from the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
There's always some way that Yodina's taking our money.
Uh-huh.
There's always a reason for Yodina to take our money. So there's the dirt about her.
Oh, my God.
Is she into money? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But she has the dignity. Yeah, there's so many weird things that they do. Like, whenever we step out, we come back, and Yodina's always in the middle of a story.
Oh.
So, telling Yodina's story, and it doesn't that happen. But at the moment that we, like, are inside the apartment, she goes, "Well, I'll tell you more about it later." There's always some weird story where she's telling someone else. She just, like, leave her alone. She's not gonna take it, and that person's gonna have to deal with her later. But we never know why, because the story immediately ends, and it's like, "I'll tell you more about it later." So every time that we get back from grocery shopping, that's what she says. Like, "I'll tell you more about it."
Oh my gosh! Do you ever question Yodin and ask him, like, what was it? What was she talking to you about?
No, we don't. Oh, and now the I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell it correctly. The PP monster story. Yodin's very scared of the PP monster. It was one day a few Christmases ago. There's a big light show here in town. We went to it. So we have to go through a park to get there. It's out there in the middle of nowhere. And we were talking about the bathroom. It was going to be a drive-through because it was during COVID, so you did not get off. You just had to drive through the lights. And we were joking about Yodin having to go to the bathroom. So I said, you know, we can just pull over. It's dark. There's no one. And then the story of the pee-pee monster came out, that you cannot step out and pee-pee because there's a pee-pee monster. He might take away your pee-pee.
Oh.
And that was kind of the joke, that he might take your pee-pee. And it became even funnier when my husband tried to scare Yodina with a pee-pee monster. And she's like, "So what? I don't have a pee-pee. I don't care." And now she scares Yodin with a pee-pee monster all the time.
Oh.
She's not and because she's a girl, she's not afraid.
Yeah.
Even when my husband tells her, "Well, he might come back for you." No, he won't. What is he going to do? He's a pee-pee monster. I don't have a pee-pee.
She's too smart. Too smart, this one.
Yeah, she's smart.
She is. That's too funny.
There's a lot of Leo stories that are a bit embarrassing about our kids. We made this one public about Yodin trying to send her grandmother to jail. Because she had stolen from Yodina. He made a big deal about it. And it turns out she just took a bag, an empty bag. But it was Yodina's BTS stuff, so he had to do something about it.
Oh, he was looking out for her?
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
His grandma loves him too much, and I can't believe he did that to her. She goes on vacation, and, you know, she call, we talk, and, you know, she forgets me, but she will ask for my husband.
Aww.
And the kids. How are you
doing? Oh, cute.
I love that she understands that they're her grandkids.
Yeah.
And whenever they give her gifts, and it's like, "They're from them?" Yes, they're from them. They gave you a little gift. For Mother's Day, they gave her little gifts. So she's like, "Oh, they're for me? Yes. They love you."
That's so sweet. I like that.
They love their abuelita.
It's so fun when family members are, you know, able to embrace them as much as we do.
Yeah. And I love that my mom does. She's always looking out for Yodine. Because Yodina gets so many things. It's just that it's so... And I guess it's the same with real babies. Girls are so easy to shop
for. Yeah.
There's so many things for girls. Bows, dresses, accessories, and then the boy. my mom will see things. Did she get something new? And the boy, didn't he get anything?
Aww.
And so, and that phrase, Yodine has adopted that phrase. So whenever there's things, be it food or new things for Yodina or whatever, he will say, and the boy, didn't he get anything?
He'll say that now too?
Yeah, he took his grandmother's saying, made it his own, and he won't say, did you? And he will not say, did you get me anything? It's like, and the boy, didn't get anything?
My baby, that's so cute. I know.
There's so many like little stories, little things that they do.
Yeah.
Little things that had happened. Yodine falls all the time. And it's just his thing. I don't even get scared anymore. It's like, it's just part of his personality.
Mm-hmm.
He falls all the time. Yodina doesn't. Yodine with his greasy face, I clean it up whenever I see that it's kind of shiny. Uh-huh. And we always say, well, why is it so shiny? It's the food that he eats. He's always so shiny. And Yodina's always just so fresh and so matte.
Yeah. Super clean. But
Yodine with his greasy face.
He's just a boy. That's how they are. Just being a boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the clothes, he gets dirty so easily. And again, it's the boy in him getting dirty. Oh,
I know, we could go on and on about them. It's just so much stuff.
Yeah, and I wish I could give you more dirt, but my brain's not getting it out.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's a reason to. We'll have a follow up episode later. I guess by then, though, there's going to be more dirt, probably.
Especially from your dean who doesn't shower.
Yeah. Yeah, some real dirt.
Yeah.
Do you have any like hopes for the BYC? Like any plans? Well, I don't know if it would be plans so much, but what do you hope for the community? Well,
hopes, yeah. For it to still be a safe place, a happy place, a place of community, a place where you can have I'm saying happy a lot, but that can be a happy place for those times where you need it.
Yeah.
And that it can also be something beyond an escape.
Mm-hmm.
Because at moments, and I guess it's also how it started for so many of us, the baby Jodo community was an escape into something nicer, safer, but that we can spread kindness, love, and it might sound too cliche, or it's like you're just saying that because it's an interview. But I am that person that is just hoping for one act of kindness that can turn into a chain of acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's just a smile, and all that's all it takes, a smile. And
yeah,
you end up with this chain or butterfly effect, and
yep.
Hopefully we don't forget that we're aware that our actions have consequences, but we're normally reminded of that when it comes to something negative.
Yeah,
but you know what? Also the happy things.
Yeah,
also the smiles, the kindness, the encouragement. All the nice positive things also have consequences.
Yeah, exactly.
So why not just have a world full of beautiful consequences?
Yeah, that's perfectly said. I like that.
Yeah. I'm always very optimistic. So I don't know if it's my optimism speaking, but I think we are able to touch more people than we ever realized. And even if we didn't, the fact that you acted with kindness, that you had nice words, encouraging words, makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a difference. And sometimes you need to do that to yourself too.
Yeah.
Those kind words, that encouragement that you give out, give it to yourself.
Yeah.
And even if you're not able to change the world for the best, have a positive consequence for yourself.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
No. I try to be happy most of the time. And hopefully my kids are able to do that too. And because they have a bigger audience than me. So what they do will create more smiles, will create more happy moments than the ones that I could create.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they will continue doing that.
Yeah.
And hopefully other people will continue doing that for us.
Yeah.
So for the baby Yoda community, coming back to it, is for the community to continue being a community, to be there for each other, even for the quiet voices that sometimes don't say, hey, it's me, part of the community. Like,
yes,
we know you're there, because there's people who are part of the community that don't have babies. Mm-hmm. We're glad that it's a happy place for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I definitely appreciate the friends who've been there from the beginning, who aren't there with their babies, but they're just there being a part of everything and just being a member of the community with us. I like that too.
Yeah. Oh, I just keep looking at Yodin because he's there, but
the baby. Well, anybody you would like to hear from on the podcast? Any shout outs to people to be like, come on, it's not hard.
Yeah, but if I give shout outs, there's people who I might forget, and I don't want to be left out.
True.
But I want a lot of people to be brave enough to come into the podcast, give us their story. Mm-hmm. Dawn is very patient, so even if English is not your first language.
Well,
I like that.
I'm just saying. I'm saying the patience has to come from you sometimes, because I'm over here like, oh, what was I going to say? Oh gosh, where's my notes? And you know, so you know, so I'm just like, whatever. We're just here to talk and have fun. So
I'm like, no, you're really patient, because I'm drifting at moments.
And I like it though. I like it, because I guess that's when we get all the dirt, you know, like all of the details, which is good. So
if I can, I would like to give some shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be in Spanish, so
do it.
So mis saludos, aprecio y amor para la gente de la comunidad que habla español. Si me suelto a decir nombres, algunos se van a quedar fuera, pero ustedes saben quiénes son, porque los leo día a día, nos leemos de lejos, de cerquita. Gracias por su amistad, gracias por su cariño, gracias por el amor a mis bebés. Thank you to everyone that shows love to my babies, because it's not a lie when I tell you that their love gets to me, and that love is not lost. I have it with me. And I, as their mom, I really appreciate all of you.
I love it. Oh, dang it, Alex.
Yeah. Mis grupos de WhatsApp. I'm part of some WhatsApp groups in Spanish, so.
Awesome.
Saludos. Saludos a Mexico. Saludos a Argentina. Saludos a República Dominicana. Saludos a España, a Perú, a Bolivia, because my babies have friends in Bolivia. I love them very much. A Uruguay, Guatemala. See, there's there's a lot of Spanish-speaking countries that with babies.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I love that there's no language barrier with them.
I love that.
They have friends from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Literally. It's amazing. It's so cool. Well, dude, thank you so much for being willing to come on and for sharing all the dirt on your kids.
Oh, there's so much dirt. I should have written some of the stories. Just to just to keep track and kind of remind myself of what I could say. What things I could bring up.
I know, right? Well, that's just more material for next time.
Thank you, because I know I'm repetitive. I can go circles and all over the place.
No, it was perfect. I love the way you tell the story, because it you give a good description of everything, but then it always wraps up into this is the answer to the question.
Just be patient. It will eventually come back.
I love it. I think it was perfect. All right, Ale, I will let you go, and thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me, and of course. We'll see you later.
Okay, friend.
Bye.
Bye.
And that wraps up part 2 of the interview with Alejandra, the mama of Yodina and Yodine. And you know, I just have to say, many of us have had ups and downs here in the community, but the kind of love that Ale has for her babies and for the community is what really keeps me going, because really, that's what it's all about. So thank you, Ale. Thank you for reminding me that this community is just full of love, and that we're here to share the love of our babies and with each other. And thank you, friends, for listening. Bye for now.